I hear that tickets are hard to get. I mean, you can't get Taylor Swift concert tickets. Now you can't get the movie tickets.
Yeah, well, it's they're going fast. You can get them, but they're just going to add on more screenings of the movie, the Eras Tour concert film that we told you about yesterday is going to be opening October the 13th, but just the AMC theater chain. Now, it is the largest theater chain in the world, but just the AMC chain took in $26 million in pre-sale tickets just yesterday alone. And other theaters also had record-breaking pre-sale tickets, outdoing any other show that's ever come along for pre-sale tickets. So this is going to be unprecedented once, you know, it's finally over. And I learned yesterday that in addition to the AMC theaters, will be also shown at other theaters, including the Imagine Theater. I don't know if you remember, about a month ago, I went out to this new theater in Batavia.
Oh, the big one.
Where the screen is the size of an NBA basketball court, literally. And this Taylor Swift movie is going to be shown there. It's the Imagine Cinemas in Batavia. So, you know, if you really want to see it in super, super big screen, it'll almost make you feel like you're at Soldier Field watching the show itself.
The movie that Adam Driver did, once we get it here, may be almost as big as Taylor Swift's movie. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's unlikely that anything's going to be as big as the Barbie. I don't even think it's going to be as big as the Taylor Swift movie. The Adam Driver one is definitely one we're going to be talking about at Academy Award time. It's called Ferrari, and it is about the famed race car manufacturer, Enzo Ferrari is who Adam Driver plays. It premiered yesterday at the Venice Film Festival, which has gotten a waiver from the SAG-AFTRA strike, so actors can show up, so they can, you know, talk about their movies, etc. But anyway, got a six-minute standing ovation yesterday. So people are saying it's, you know, going to be one of the big movies of the year. It's not going to open here in the United States for a while. Christmas time is when they're expecting that movie to come out. But this is definitely one of the movies we're going to be talking about come award season.
I was wondering how long it would be before we heard from Oprah, who has a house in Hawaii, and we sure heard from her big time, along with The Rock yesterday, didn't
we? Yeah, we sure did. I mean, the devastation, you know, they're still figuring out how much damage that there's been, what the final toll, material and otherwise, is with the wildfires in Maui. And Oprah has a place in Hawaii. The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, has a place in Hawaii. They got together yesterday and put out a video on Instagram urging others to also do as they do, donate money to help. But this is a little of what they said.
We were so concerned about what was happening in Maui that we were texting back and forth. And I read this article that Dolly Parton had given money in her community. And I said, I think this is the answer. You said, I think that's the answer.
I said, I love it.
And so we have created the People's Fund of Maui that will put money directly in the hands of the people who need it right now. So if you send a donation, just click where you see below and send a donation. That money is going to go to one of many residents who have been displaced in Maui. We guarantee.
That's right. And I know a lot of people out there, as Oprah and I have been finding, are just having a hard time trusting where the money goes. What organization should I send money to? How can I help? In this case, the fund that we created with a lot of hard work from a lot of hardworking people who all care about these people of Maui, as Oprah was saying, it is a clean, direct from you directly to their hands. And right away, with some real immediacy, because as we're finding, as you guys around the world know, with disasters like this, the number one need is money.
Is money.
In hand.
And so people being able to have their own agency, being able to make decisions for themselves about what they need and what their family needs, that's our goal, is to get that to the people now. And so we appreciate any support that you can give. All the people who were calling me and texting me and messaging me and saying, what do I do? What do I do? This is what you do. The People's Fund of Maui.
So there you go. Oprah and The Rock both have donated $10 million. So they're also putting their own money where their mouths are with this. But again, if you'd like to make a donation, People's Fund of Maui is what it's called.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Money. That's what he's cooking.
Smells like cash to me.
Movies and more to do this weekend coming up. Before we get to things to do and see this weekend, Dean has some breaking celebrity diet news.
Yeah, Post Malone, one of the most popular singers, performers in the world, mostly known for his facial tattoos. His entire face is covered with tattoos. His whole body is covered with tattoos. But now there's less of his body to be covered with all of that. He just revealed in a recent interview that he has lost 55 pounds, which is a pretty big deal for anybody. But he said that he recently had a daughter last year, and he said he wants to be healthy, so he's around for a long time with his little daughter. But he changed his lifestyle, completely cleaned it up. But he said mostly he stopped drinking soda. Sugared beverages.
That'll do it.
And that along with some exercise and cleaned up some other things that he was doing recreationally, shall we say, just completely cleaned up his whole lifestyle. But the sugared beverages, as you're thinking about what to drink over this hot weekend, the guy lost 55 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Something to think about.
If you don't have any plans for the holiday weekend, get your pencils and scorecards ready, because Dean has some ideas for you.
Yeah, well, let's start off with a few concerts, because, man, we've got a lot of them this weekend, including Duran Duran out at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park. That's tonight. Also tonight at the Desplaines Theater, Crystal Gayle is performing. And also the R&B superstar, Lettucey. She's at the Horseshoe Casino out in Hammond, Indiana tonight. Carrie Underwood tonight and tomorrow at Ravinia. Of course, we have Jazz Fest going on in downtown Chicago in Millennium Park. That starts today. It runs through Sunday, three stages. Jazz artists from locally, national, international renowned. So if you're a jazz fan, that's something to check out. We've got Eric Benet at Country Club Hills Amphitheater tomorrow. Maze with Frankie Beverly at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond on Saturday. Pentatonix, the a cappella superstars, are at the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park. That will be on Saturday. I guess that's where Duran Duran is. I think I said the name of the theater like two names ago. They changed the name of that theater so much that...
Oh, the Northerly Island place?
No, the Tinley Park.
It used to be the World.
Used to be the World. And let me just tell you what it's called now so I don't confuse you. It's the Credit Union One Amphitheater. Pentatonix is tomorrow, and Duran Duran is there tonight, just to get it all straight. R&B singer Daniel Caesar is at the Salt Shed out in Hammond, Indiana. This is the final weekend for the Michael Jackson musical MJ at the Niederlander Theater downtown. Just opened at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire is one of the great American musicals of all time, Gypsy. You can see that through October the 15th. Taste of Polonia is this weekend at the Copernicus Center at Lawrence in Milwaukee. We've got the African Festival of Arts in Washington Park this weekend in Woodlawn. The Puerto Rican Heritage Fiesta Boricua is going on Division Street. Last Fling in Naperville, JC's Last Fling, going on this weekend. Long Grove's Irish Days are going on And be sure to be listening to my show on Sunday morning to hear me complain about being slightly inconvenienced for the bike the drive that's going to be going on. That just a little inconvenience really never stops me from going overboard.
Yeah. And then you'll be complaining because you have a shortened program because of Northwestern football. Right.
I'm only on until 10:30.
A lot to complain about.
I could get you an extra 5 minutes if you want, Dean.
I can pack in my complaining about being slightly inconvenienced about Lakeshore Drive. DuSable Lakeshore Drive will be closed motor vehicular traffic 6:30 until 10:30. And for new movies this weekend, Denzel Washington has got a new one that I liked. I've liked these Equalizer films that he's been in. This is the third one where he was a Marine, a former elite intelligence operative, really just trying to live a quiet, retired life, but when wrongs are done, he kicks into vigilante mode. And in this new movie, Equalizer 3, he really kicks into vigilante mode. It's super exciting, super well made, beautifully choreographed. And talk about a guy, talk about the difference that a true movie star can bring to a role. You know, we've seen many characters of the aging vigilante character. That it's nothing new, but Denzel Washington, with his talent, just brings this effortlessly cool and determined, steely-eyed hero to a completely different level. All that said, it is very violent and it is very bloody. It is shot on the Amalfi Coast of Italy, so I really like that. I like any movie that is set in Italy. This movie has the Denzel Washington character going up against the mafia there. So it's got a little bit of an Italian twinge to the whole thing. I enjoyed it. It's Dean's List B plus. So there is no shortage of things to do for the weekend.
And this just in, that Tinley Park venue has changed its name again since we've been on the air here. It's now the Gary Meyer Theater, because
He
grew up out there.
He did, so. Yes. That changes even more than the singers that you have with the weather every day.
You have a good weekend.
All right,
Dean.
We'll
talk to you on Tuesday.